He is known to be one of the most fearless journalists in the world. He kicks ass and chews bubblegum at the same time. He is Shepard Ambellus. And you are listening to the Shepard Ambellus Show.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. It is Tuesday, May 1st, and there is a lot to talk about in the news. Things are getting really weird, and I am here to warn my fellow Americans what is coming, because apparently no one is seeing it. The White House has launched its own Drudge Report in the news today, and this is out of Media ITE. They say the Trump administration launched its own version of the Drudge Report on Wednesday under the name The White House Wire. They say, quote, "The White House has its own wire now. Read what we're reading," announced the White House on a social media post, directing followers to a Drudge Report style page with headlines that link to various outlets, including Breitbart, Fox News, The Daily Caller, The New York Post, and The Washington Times, etc. The White House now has its own wire, and they are disseminating essentially propaganda that is only favorable to the White House. Trump ran on boosting prosperity, but now economic doom is looming. And ladies and gentlemen, make no mistake, I am one of the top trends analysts in the world. So I am just going to tell it to you and tell it to you straight. There is no rainbows, unicorns, or sunshine coming up in America. It is virtually downhill from here. In fact, I predict martial law might be coming possibly in 90 days. And we'll be talking about this later on in the show and on another show here later midday. So share this out, guys. Please support the show. I didn't have enough to pay the bills this month. I might have to shut it down in the next couple days if I can't raise any money and just do something else. But I'm trying to get all the news out before I have to shut it down. Now, everything is going to cost a lot more. It's going to bankrupt most Americans. All prices are going up and they're never going to come back down. We are in Weimar Republic type levels. Jobless claims have surged to over 250,000, but it's way worse than that. These are just the official numbers. And I mean, there's a storm on the horizon, to the point of which the Trump administration has now approved military force as to police U.S. citizens against posse comitatus. So they have essentially approved martial law. They know what's coming. I informed everyone. Now, you can believe it or not, I'm one of the top investigative journalists in the world and trends researchers. Most people in China are dead. There are only 350 million or less people left out of the said 1.4 billion. I have confirmed this. They've replaced all their factory workers have gone away. All the production's gone away. Some of the last cargo and ships have already been shipped over. There's nothing more to send. They've now got robot factories popping up with literal robots in them, like RoboCop, working like humans now. And I guess they're going to start maybe ramping that up. But I mean, that's going to take a while. And I don't necessarily know if any of that's coming back over to the U.S. because of the tariffs and the prices. And now home builders, all the whole construction industry is dead. Truckers are just going to go to zero, basically. And then they're just going to bring out the electric autonomous trucks. There's going to be no humans doing anything anymore. I mean, all the fast food shutting down. The banks are talking about, you know, I mean, basically they're getting ready for a reset. They got to close it out. They got to close out the accounting on the U.S. government. This is what the Doge is all about. They're not telling you that. They have to close it down because there's a major disaster coming. We know that there's asteroid Apophis in 2029. There's two possibilities, according to them, not me. It's either going to hit or it's going to come through the atmosphere and rip shit apart and cause major damage. Now, that's the least of our worries because, like my book, Hidden Access Forces Beyond the Visible World talks about, Planet X is coming and it's going to cause a major disturbance with our planet. My whole book has now been confirmed on Tucker Carlson's show. They're now talking about the exact same information that is in my book because they read it. And now they're putting it out on their show, but they're covering it all up, basically. But they're admitting that a rogue planet is coming through the system now on Tucker's show. And look, if this is really a trade war, which it's not, we've already lost the first round in the U.S. And the U.S. economy is shrinking. It's done. It's going down. There's going to be zero food on the shelves and zero reinforcements of food coming. The U.S. does not produce enough goods or anything like that to sustain the population. It is a total failure in that regard. And they are setting all this up by design. The tariffs are by design because they know the planet's coming. They know the disasters are coming. They know the asteroids coming, and they know people are going to panic when they find out. And they know they're already dimming the skies to try and hide visibility of this. China was just recently ripped apart by major storms. The weather is ramping up everywhere. I mean, it is crazy. Oklahoma had major flooding. I mean, there's just vehicles floating down the street. And, you know, they're giving out fake numbers and they're giving Americans hopium, and they're going to get Americans to lose their houses, to lose all their bank money in their bank and everything to these high prices that they're going to be spending $500, $600, $700 to $1,000 to $2,000 per week on groceries here shortly, eventually. There will be no toilet paper left. And that, are you going to go for the toilet paper first, or are you going to go for the food this time and maybe just pinch it off? I mean, you know, a lot of people can't afford this stuff. And, you know, I mean, it's crazy. New Mideast project is latest Trump company deal tied to a foreign government. Trump bringing foreign government deals in with Qatar and all this stuff. But ultimately, you know, all this stuff's going to be automated. It's all going to be AI. Politico talking about RFK tasking people with finding the root cause of autism, as if I haven't already reported that autism is caused by vaccines. So, you know, they could have just watched the show and found out. They will never find out, and they will never investigate it. It's all bullshit. Ladies and gentlemen, the world's first humanoid robot swarm tackles a complex factory task at China's car plant. They got hundreds of these robots going around just like people doing their own independent task in a car plant. It looks like a car plant in Detroit with the people. And now it just has all walking robots. They just do their own thing and they just never will need people again. This is out of Interesting Engineering. Chinese robotic firm Ubitech's industrial humanoid Walker S1 has completed the world's first collaborative training involving multiple robots, tasks, and scenarios. The milestone was achieved by a 5G wired smart factory operated by Zeekr, the electric vehicle brand, under a Chinese automaker, the Geely Chinese automaker. In March, this advanced BrainNet AI framework and the fleet of these Walker S1 humanoid robots was assigned to collaboratively learn and perform complex tasks in this factory, in this smart factory, and they did it just like humans, no problem. Ladies and gentlemen, they won't need grocery store shelf stockers, maids, people cleaning, people pushing carts around in the parking lot. All of that will be done by robots. I'm here to tell you, your jobs are finished. And they know this, and they know that the food, they're stopping the food on the shelves. All of this is being done to bring us into martial law. They lined the U.S. border with military. They just now designated the U.S. border a whole military base and militarized zone. They're getting ready to block all Americans into the country. If you don't believe me, whatever, you know, go watch Timcast. Okay. Now, what Donald Trump just passed is an executive order strengthening and unleashing America's law enforcement to pursue criminals and protect innocent citizens. So what he effectively did is just made it to where police can kill all American citizens and not get in trouble by it at all. They can just openly just fire and shoot at you now and kill you, and they don't give a fuck. And furthermore, Trump just now made it to where military is going to go on the streets. They're planning this rollout probably like in 90 days when the shit gets really bad, when we get into civil unrest because there's no food left on the shelves and there's no more food coming in, no more reinforcements, and Americans do not know how to grow their own food or survive on their own. So the thing is that, ladies and gentlemen, it's...
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Going to get apocalyptic, and then they're going to go to a blackout scenario. They're going to also blame that on China, but it absolutely will not be China. Mark my words, remember what I said. When there's a blackout, it absolutely was not China. It would be your own government doing the blackout to kill the remaining population within 90 days before a total shit, or within 30 days. 90% of the population will die in a blackout in 30 days. This has been proven. This has been done. Many studies and tests, and they all know it. 7 to 9 days when Americans don't have food, they will all start killing each other, robbing, pillaging, raping, and slitting people's throats just to eat the last box of Pop-Tarts. And it's all coming. I am here to warn you, if you think I'm being an asshole or somehow anti-American because I'm the greatest warner of all time and I'm doing my American citizens the biggest favor by giving them the heads up. Now, if you're scared and you're turning that energy back around on me and demonizing me because I am warning you, trying to save your life, knowing that none of you will take this advice. You won't heed this. You will spite me. And guess what? You will all end up fucking starving and fucking dead in motherfucking martial law because you didn't fucking listen to the guy that's always fucking right. The mainstream media has never been fucking right. They've walked you into the ovens on everything. Now they're really going to walk you into the fucking ovens. And they're going to burn the fuck out of you. Here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. It's the big one. Now we're going to talk about this executive order out of the White House. We're going to break it down, how it's unconstitutional and it's against posse comitatus, and the shit is coming. Ladies and gentlemen, cops are going to be able to slay Americans on the street and not get in trouble for it. To top it off, they're going to use military gear, equipment, and other things against you and literally roll out the military onto the streets of America to police U.S. citizens. Are you ready for this? They're coming for you. It's going to be a total Orwellian police state in 90 fucking days. Here's the executive order signed April 28th, 2025 by the authority vested in the president and the Constitution and the laws of the United States of America, and is hereby ordered in section 1. The purpose and policy, safe communities rely on the backbone and heroism of tough and well-equipped police force. So My administration is steadfastly committed to empowering the state and local law enforcement to firmly police dangerous criminal behavior and protect innocent citizens. Now, if you guys think this is actually for your protection, you are mistaken. You will soon be complete and total slaves, controlled. They will watch every move you do. They will watch you walk around stores. They will watch you walk around streets. To cross state lines, you will have to have special identification. You will not be able to move. You will be locked down effectively, and you will be a complete and total slave. I recommend evacuating America fucking now. Get into Mexico while you still fucking can. You won't have much time left. There are only weeks left before that military blocks that border. Mark my words, listen to what I'm saying. And I know none of you are going to take this warning. I highly doubt one person will even act on it. I acted several years ago. I saw all this coming, literally in clear present viewing, because I am a remote viewer, by the way. That's how I'm one of the top trans analysts in the world, and journalist who's always right about virtually everything. And now we see in this executive order that when local leaders demonize law enforcement, they impose legal and political handcuffs that make aggressively enforcing the law impossible. That way, Donald Trump needed to come out with this so they can crush fucking American skulls. Crime thrives, and innocent citizens and small businesses owners suffer when crime thrives. So my administration will therefore establish the best practices at the state and local level cities to unleash high impact local police forces. And we're talking high fucking impact on Americans to protect and defend law enforcement officers wrongly accused and abused of state by state and local officials, and surge resources to officers in need. My administration will work to ensure that law enforcement officers across America focus on ending crime, not pursuing harmful, illegal race and sex-based equity policies. The result will be a law-abiding society. So the result will be you will be a complete fucking slave. Section 2 of this says that the Attorney General shall take all appropriate action to create a mechanism to provide legal resources and indemnification to law enforcement officers who unjustly incur expenses and liabilities for actions taken during the performance of their duties. I.e., police can just shoot you and blow your fucking brains out now. You're a fucking slave. All right. And section 3, empowering state and local law enforcement. The military's fucking coming for you with militarized weapons. Are you ready? The Attorney General and other appropriate heads of executive departments and agencies shall take all appropriate action to maximize the use of federal resources to provide the best practices to state and local law enforcement to aggressively police communities against all crimes. That means watching over every fucking move in from the moment you step out of your house. That's right. You will be a slave. Expand access and improve quality training available to the state and local law enforcement. Increase pay benefits for local law enforcement. Strengthen and expand legal protections. Seek enhanced sentences for crimes against law enforcement. They want to put you away for life if you scratch an officer. If you go scratch a Tesla, you're a terrorist. They'll put you in prison. Tesla robots, it's all coming. Here we go. Seek enhanced sentences. Promote investment in the security and capacity of prisons. They're going to increase prison capacity and increase it. And they want to incarcerate a minimum of 40% more Americans. This is all openly admitted in their documents. You can believe it or not. If you have 0 hours into investigating it, I don't know how you could believe the guy who has thousands of hours into these type scenarios and war games them daily in his mind 20 hours a day. Within 60 days of this order, the Attorney General shall review all ongoing federal consistent decrees, out-of-court agreements, and post-judgment orders to which state of local law enforcement agency is party and modify, rescind, or move to conclude such measures that unduly impede the performance of law enforcement functions. Section 4. Within 90 days the date of this order, the Secretary of Defense, in consultation with the Secretary of Homeland Security and the heads of agencies as appropriate, shall increase the provision of excess military and national security assets in local jurisdictions to assist and local law enforcement. That's right. They are putting military on the streets to assist cracking American skulls and putting you into FEMA camps. This is all real. Believe it or fucking don't. I don't give a fuck. Within 90 days, because where I am, it's perfect paradise, and it's always going to be. None of this is going to cross that border. And that's just fact. Now, within 90 days of the date of this order, the Secretary of Defense, in conjunction with the Attorney General, shall determine how military and national security assets, training, and lethal capabilities and personnel can most effectively be utilized to prevent crime, which means they are going to send the military to kill Americans. That's all in writing by the White House. You can believe it or not. I don't give a fuck. So what do you guys think about that? All right. And guess what? The Attorney General shall pursue all necessary legal remedies and measures to enforce the rights of Americans impacted by crime, and shall prioritize prosecution of any applicable violations of criminal and federal law. So they're going to just get real stringent on anyone that does anything out of line. If you jaywalk, you could get 10, 20 years. This is no fucking game, guys. Get the fuck out now. There's going to be no food on the shelves. What the fuck are you doing thinking you're going to sit there and live in a fucking place where the shit's going to start turning into thousands of dollars a week? What the fuck are you thinking? Have you thought this through? Or did you just want to let the guy who puts thousands of fucking hours into wargaming this to think it through for you and still not listen? It makes no fucking sense. So get ready for what is fucking coming. This isn't me saying this. It's not me being an asshole. It's literally me reading the shit right out of the fucking White House. And the shit was signed by Donald J. Trump on April 28th, 2025. All right, guys, please support the show. Literally, I am going to shut the show off in about 3 days because I have late bills. And there's nothing I can do about it. So I need all the support I can get. If you want to be warned, if you want to know what's fucking coming, and you want a real analysis and breakdown, then you want to listen to the real shit, then fucking support this show. If not, I don't give a fuck. It's going to go away. Have fun. Guys, have a nice day. Love you all. Love the mods. Everyone, I will see you back. I'll be on air about 2-3 times today because the shit's going to hit the fucking fan. We'll see you later. Have a good one. I'm out, bitches.